This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another of the measures set to become law following last month's annual veto session.
Senator from Lewis is recognized on House Bill 1414.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Brian Munslinger of Williamstown handled House Bill 1414 in the upper chamber. During debate on the proposal on September 14th, he told his colleagues the bill will prohibit certain agricultural data from being subject to public disclosure laws.
To not divulge pertinent personal information, such as your names, your social security numbers, your telephone numbers, your address, or a GPS coordinates of maybe where that project took place. What it's designed to is to get more people interested into doing projects with DNR, Department of Agriculture, to better our environment, to get farmers involved.
But Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur adds she believes how tax dollars are spent should always be transparent.
These are among the reasons and the things that some people don't trust their government because they don't know what it's doing. So now we're taking a whole category, the largest category of employment in the state, and we're saying we are not going to subject you to scrutiny with how these taxpayer dollars are utilized. We are going to allow you to keep information secret.
Senator Rob Schaff of St. Joseph mentions he's not sure this new law is a good idea.
This bill basically hides a lot of information of where government money is being spent from the taxpayers. That's what it's intended to do. That's what it does. You know, I knew this, but the thing is that we were missing information during the session. We didn't know exactly what the effect would be.
Senator Shoup says she thinks this will restrict the public's right to know.
All the more reason to have the sunshine on it. So this is really limiting the sunshine law and further diminishing what is supposed to be open to the public. And especially when it comes to the public's funds, I think it's really got to be available and open for disclosure. So like you, I am in agreement with the governor and not supportive of this legislation that closes off information.
The 2 points in House Bill 1414 are the voluntary disclosure of agricultural producer data and disclosure of information relating to the disease traceability program. This data will be considered unnecessary for public disclosure. The new law will take effect on October 14th. Altogether, 13 bills that were vetoed by the executive branch earlier this year saw those vetoes overridden by the Missouri General Assembly during this year's annual veto session. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.